Thanksgiving may be the big day of the year for cooks, but for vampire-loving teenage girls, today is the most important day of 2009. The Twilight Saga, New Moon, is in theaters. Our film critic Kenneth Turan was a fan of the first movie, and he has this review of the sequel.
Early in New Moon, vampire Edward Cullen and melancholy Bella Swan have a serious talk in the woods, and Edward delivers a bombshell.
You just don't belong in my world, Bella.
I belong with you.
This is the last time you'll ever see me. Please just promise me you won't do anything reckless.
As far as on-screen promises go, that's one of the least likely to be kept in movie history. The world is going to see as much of Edward and Bella as it can take, with much of this film still to unfold and two more parts in the works. In the short term, however, Edward is as good as his word, leaving town for Bella's own good, and New Moon never recovers. The film keeps the two lovers apart for quite a spell, robbing it of the crazy-in-love energy that made Twilight such a guilty pleasure. Like a lot of movie series, New Moon has entered the self-protective, don't-rock-the-boat phase, inevitable but a bit of a shame. In place of Twilight director Catherine Hardwicke, a filmmaker who felt these teenage characters in her bones, New Moon has gone with the more polished Chris Weitz, who doesn't deliver as much passion. Yes, I know, New Moon's emotional energy is supposed to come through Bella's attachment to newly buff best friend Jacob Black. When I saw the movie, the whole audience gasped when Jacob rips off his shirt and reveals an impressive torso. But that's less interesting than Jacob's ability to turn into a wolf at a moment's notice. Bella certainly has unusual taste in friends. It all gets so complicated that Edward makes a dramatic appearance before the Volturi and their friends, the closest thing vampires have to a they-who-must-be-obeyed ruling class. These folks are so powerful, they get to be played by high-profile actors like Michael Sheen and Dakota Fanning. As Jimmy Durante might have said, where Twilight is concerned, everybody wants to get into the act.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition in the Los Angeles Times, and we review more movies, including the latest Sandra Bullock film, The Blind Side, at npr.org.